Hey, everybody, and welcome to our Practice Accelerator monthly meeting. I'm excited to have you guys here. Sorry about the rescheduling it from last week. But, at last minute, everybody was saying they couldn't come, and I'm like, I don't want to go if I only get away one person. So, yeah, and Steph and I chatted for a couple of minutes, and then we left. So we're here today. We have a new form I want to make sure everybody's aware of. And it's been sent in all the emails, all the reminders. So it helps me then I can really be having my brainwaves working on you as I read it in advance. I, you know, unfortunately didn't read it in advance this time because it was a new process and I forgot about it, but that's going to be part of my process. In fact, I'm going to actually put in my calendar the link to the spreadsheet so that that's for me when I'm going to get prepared. I can link on that. So let's just do a celebration and then we'll go around and see how I can support each of you. So who's got a celebration?
I'll have a go. So I had a light bulb moment today. I know Rita Marie's big vision is to really impact people across the world and turn around this medical model that we have. I saw a lady today who came in with some change in bowel habit. But what she said was that I saw her actually in June. And she, at that time, had some problems with her IBS. And I suggested she go gluten-free. And I wouldn't have suggested that before I met Rita Marie at all. Mm. And she had symptoms completely resolved until 2 weeks ago. So you gave her, via me, better health for 3 months.
Wow.
Just, and that's just one example of the way you're impacting the world. So I think that's a celebration all round. Woo!
That's a celebration, and that you, coming from this medical model, made that paradigm shift to be able to just say, hey, try this. And, you know, how many doctors could just say that simple thing? You know, I know there's this all hullabaloo, like gluten-free, it's overrated and blah, blah, blah. But let me just tell you, if every doctor in the world, when somebody came in with any GI complaints and said, just give it a try for a couple of weeks, how many people would actually see improvements? But they have to have double-blind placebo, even though there are double-blind placebo control studies. But it's that whole, you know, so thank you for stepping out of that.
Yeah, yeah. And I've been doing a course for setting up a Shopify store, a shop. So that's to do with my network marketing company. And that's really rather exciting. But I'm using it for my packages and programs and ebooks as well. So that's, I've watched this space.
I've heard a lot about Shopify. There's a lot of great,
yeah,
a lot of great value there. Yeah, good.
So I can share that with you during my piece. So that's all exciting. And I had a really good day, locum day today. But yesterday I saw 38 people in one day.
Oh, Lordy.
Didn't get a lunch break. It
just
was
that energy of 38 people. Oh.
And that was the practice that really doesn't have any, hasn't had any permanent doctors for 3 or 4 years. So every patient is complicated. I admitted 2 patients to hospital yesterday amongst those 38. So there's one child with abdominal pain and unable to pass urine. She had, when I finally got a sample to test, it had blood in it. So she might have something called nephritic syndrome, which is to do with glomerulonephritis when the kidneys are damaged. So got her seen in A&E. It's probably just a streptococcal infection. So streptococcus can do this to the kidneys. So that's interesting. And then, yeah, so medicine is still interesting.
Day in the life of 38 patients. And no wonder you feel exhausted. And when you want to start working on your own programs, you're like, how do I have the time? And, you know, realistically, it's like, yeah, you're doing amazing for the little time that you have to devote to this. So I'm
And I know I'm taking up too much time for the excitements, but I was listening to a call from somebody who was a fellow attendee at Lisa Sasevich's course in 2010. And this is a free call she did in 2011. And it was such a light bulb moment about the different way that different people interact with the audience. And we shouldn't all be trying to do a speak from the stage, sell from the stage. You know, we all have different ways of working, and that was really interesting. Mm. And then I've just been listening on to some the Tapping World Summit from 2011. So I'm listening to some old recordings because I've had to change my phone, and had one about vision. And I had a vision of my bigger vision actually being not just sort of this restricted thing, but more about helping, and I've said it before, but sort of more of a vision now of doctors and I say patients because I'm used to calling them patients, just embracing this much more holistic way of going forward and functional medicine. I'll shut up now. Zip.
Great. I'm glad to see you excited. So it's a really, really cool. And Steph, it sounds amazing. You said you finished sharing all the content for the year and you're testing the emails. How's that going? How's that feel?
Still testing everything. It feels great to have it done. So yay, it's done. Yay. So that's my celebration. But yeah, it feels great to have it done. But I have some really sort of specific, like boring questions, but things I really would like some advice
on. We'll get there. Yeah, we'll get there. Let's stay high with that. You did a lot. Yeah, you did a total lot. And congratulations, Mahela. It looks like you got some clients and asked for money. So tell us about that and how that felt.
Well, I was able to say, yes, I would like to help you and this is my price. And they were like, okay. I'm like, okay.
Wow, that was easy. Where's my easy button? I have an easy button somewhere. Bing! That was easy.
Yeah. So
wow. How's it
a miracle for me?
Were these friends? Were they friends?
Actually, Well, one is a mom from my homeschooling group, and the other one is another pharmacist friend. She brought her son to me.
Great. So it's those are the hardest ones. So you've because when a perfect stranger comes in and says blah blah blah, I want it. You go yeah, and here's my price. But when there are people you know on a personal level, there's almost this feeling of obligation. I should give it to them. I should. Yeah. So good for you! Yay!
I haven't done anything else, but that's all I did.
That's great.
In a month,
moving in the right direction. You know. All right. So who wants to go first with exploring questions, challenges, etc.? Nobody wants to go first. Well, you said you had quick questions. Go ahead, Steph. We'll pick you.
Okay, I'll go.
Hi, Jasper. Hi.
So we want to have like a page with all the sort of supplements and everything that I'm not recommending, but that we mention in the program just so we can send people all to the same place. A lot of companies in the States won't do an affiliate account for us because we're Canadian, like Pure Encapsulation won't do anything.
Okay, so before you go on, we've got Doctor's Supplement Store.
That's what I want to know. Okay.
Okay, and they cover most of the stuff that I like. They even have custom probiotics. They have Pure Encapsulations. They have everything. And Lynn, can we get her, just get her the contact information? You can call them and say, you're signing up, you're with me, and you get to sign up, and they'll sign you up as a store. And okay, we haven't fully set ours up yet, so we haven't announced it, but we should, because I ran into the lady and she says, why are you start using it yet? I'm like, I don't know. I'm waiting for Lynn to tell me when I can. So she was going to change the banner and then put that, you know, so the banner had changed. So
I work with Dame Ray, so he's set up on that. So
okay, so that should be fine. So get, you know, work with Steph to get her set up and anybody else that wants it. I don't know what their international overseas policy is, but a lot of the company, you know, they do the distribution. So they pull the stuff in and then they send it out. And they're lovely to work with, very easy to work with. We're creating some packages. So you can actually create under there your this package, that package, and your favorites. So you choose your brands and then you choose your favorites. So you just choose those, whatever, two dozen, whatever number they are. And they order it all through there, one shipping fee. And if it's over whatever, $75 or $100, they can get free shipping and you get 30% of anything they buy. And if you want to share some of that with them, you like, you want to share some of that 30% and you want to make it, you can just have them, you know, give you less and give the client 10% off on everything. And you can run coupons and specials and monthly, like, what do they call that? Auto ship. auto ships, and you get discounts on auto ship, and it's really great. And we just really need to roll it out. We have to be ready by Shine to roll this out. And I talked to her about coming or sending a rep to Shine. So that's something to follow up with her as well.
Yeah. So it's like literally today and yesterday we're doing this. So like sort of as soon as possible.
This is going to be, Lynn, just give her her number.
I'll just email you.
Yeah. And all you need is to call her and say, hey,
you want me to send it to?
You can send it to mine.
Steph Jackson.
Steph, both. Like if you could send it to both, that would be even the most amazing.
Okay. It's Doctor's Supplement Store. We have a link, Lynn. If you can give them the link to our store, that would be great. And we can share that to everybody we want to right now.
I'll just put it in the NEPA Facebook group.
Okay. Yeah. And just call them, tell them you're with me. You want to set up your store and they'll take care of you and you can get your own logo. You can, whatever else you need. And then you just send people to one link. So if Pure Encapsulations changes their link, you don't have to worry about it because it's there. And then you just go through what you're doing right now. Instead of having to set it up on a page, you're just going to go through their little list and say, set up my favorite. You pick the 5 or 6 supplements from each one. Once you do that, then you go back and say, okay, are there bundles that I want them to offer to make it really easy for them? Here's my blood sugar balancing bundle and here's my candida bundle or here's the this, whatever. Perfect. And it's ideal. And it's set it and forget it and they just send you checks. And then you actually benefit from the work that you're doing with people, right? Instead of Amazon making money on them or everybody else, you're getting a little piece of the pie for your work.
Yeah, I just want to make it easy. And like we've stopped doing the Amazon links, but like we would go and do one thing.
Oh God, those were a pain in the total butt because they change and then you get complaints. Your links are wrong. Your links are broken.
Yes. There's so many things that can go wrong and I already get enough. Like, I don't know which magnesium.
You need more.
Okay.
And so you can even put little descriptions in there. Like, this is for, like this magnesium is for if you're constipated. This magnesium works better if you're having trouble sleeping. You know what I mean? You can put little notes in there and you can even set up a bundle. This is where it's really cool. Cause when you set up a package, it could be more than one supplement, but even if it's only one, it gives you this extra place where you can do suggested doses and little notes and all that kind of stuff. So it takes a little longer to set that up for each of your favorite products, but I mean, then they get it and again, your customer support needs are going to go way down and they handle all the customer support. So they call them directly and they just really take big pride in their customer support. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. Okay, love it. I was so excited to find them. I found them at, I don't even remember what conference I found. I think it was the NTA conference, maybe. I don't remember. Yeah, Mahela.
I use something similar already. It's called fullscript.com.
Yeah.
So that's very similar from what
it is similar. And I've looked at that. I looked at Emerson. It just didn't have all my brands. Oh, so okay. It's going to be, I had to have Emerson and then I have this and then I have that. And this basically has, so just look at them and compare.
Okay.
Yeah. And like Designs for Health, there's two products I like in Designs for Health. The rest of them, take them or leave them, right? So yes. I can just pull the two products in and then just show my two products and then they don't get lost in the bowels of my site mm-hmm. trying to find what they need.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So I have a couple other small.
Yeah, go for it.
So in the drip feed, we can't really find a way for it to not show the stuff that they haven't received yet. So like, for instance, it's month 2, you have all this content open and then there's like, it's going to show blah, 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 all the other months of content that are not open yet, but it's sort of like coming soon type thing. It doesn't say coming soon.
So you want that or you don't want that?
That is what it is.
So it shows it now.
It shows it now. Pros and cons. Cons overwhelm. Pros, cons?
Pros are like, I'm not going to quit this thing. Next month is, I got to wait 2 more months and I'm going to have that. And I think it creates like I think it's a good stick strategy, quite frankly. I mean, you don't necessarily want to have 27 of them, but at least if it's, it's a year, right? So they're starting and they're going to see what the whole year is about.
But I'm going to add more. So who knows what it's going to be at some point.
But like, you haven't figured out a way to hide it? Like, don't show
it can't.
Date? It can't. And what platform is it?
LearnDash.
LearnDash. Yeah, there were reasons I didn't go with LearnDash, and I didn't remember them until people tell me, well, oh, yeah, that's one of the reasons when we evaluated. Yeah.
I mean, because we know someone who designs plugins for LearnDash, there are a lot of things that we wanted it to do that we can get it to do that it wouldn't have normally done. But this thing,
they can't.
So we've been for 2 days just sitting there and going like, what should we do?
Well, can you just have it be you upload as much, a few months, and then you make a sticky note for yourself that we're going to, every month, once a month, you just upload the next.
But so 4 years from now, someone signs up for the program, they're going to be like 3 years of the program there. Yeah, so cool for all the people that sign up right at the whenever, November.
Yeah.
But, it won't be overwhelming for them, but the people who sign up 3 years from now.
Well, on a pro, since you can't change it, and changing platforms at this point is going to be ridiculous. It's a lot of work and money. What you can do is think about it being something where you have the, like an upgrade option, right? Because that's what Stacy kind of did with ours when the way she set it up on Vital. Like, she would show, this is what you have, but this is all the other stuff. And if you want it, you have to buy it.
But this is the thing, like the whole premise of the program is that they're only getting a tiny bit every month.
Tiny bit of time. You don't want to sell an annual.
Sequenced in a way that's like,
yeah,
it cycles back in a spiraling educational, like it's like first we learn about this and then we learn about that. Like there's a reason why we start with certain things.
Can you put an explanation on the page, right? Like, because it is a good stick strategy if it's not overwhelming. If it is, but you're going to see the upcoming modules, and you're going to get all excited, and you're going to want to skip around and ask us if we can open up other modules. Here's the thing. I've set this up in a way that's step by step, and just trust us and just take it one at a time. You will integrate this. It'll be part of you, and then you can move on. Like, address it. Because if you feel like it's going to be overwhelming, address it head on.
Okay. Okay, I'll write
in some way. Or a video. You don't even have to do writing, because writing could be overwhelming. A video right on that page where they come for their modules.
Okay.
Not an autoplay, because you don't want them to play every time.
Yeah. Okay, will do. Okay. Yeah. It's been like, there's a lot, because I'm doing, there's so many different categories. There's like the bacteria and the information on those. There's nutrients. There's like plants and herbs. There's the recipes. There's like all sorts of stuff.
And you're releasing them weekly. It's not like when they finish one, they can get to the next. I mean, every week they get a new one.
It's every week. Because then otherwise I couldn't do the monthly investment. But you're right. Maybe there's a way to do that for people who buy all of it. Who are like, I just want to buy all of it. Then maybe I could release it as they, that's okay. Yeah, I'll think about that.
Yeah, if they buy the whole thing, then you can, as they finish it, like we have on a little thing that goes click, I'm done, and then it automatically opens the next one.
Yeah, okay.
So that's an extra little thing. But I would somehow address it, whether it's a video or, make it cute and fun. And I know you want to eat the whole thing right now. And my experience has been that if people get overwhelmed, and this is a process, you have to integrate it, you have to learn it, you have to own it. And this is how we set it up. So get excited about the upcoming stuff, because it's going to be cool. And just watch your inbox, just every whatever. You can send them an email that says, hey, the next module's open or something. And then it is just automatically open.
No, I have emails. I've written all the weekly emails for the whole year.
Can you come write mine now? Because I have to do that for Body Freedom. I'm like 7 months of.
Yeah, I like that. It feels really good. This is good.
I bet it does.
Yeah. But yeah, so just with all the categories, like there's so much to coordinate that, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a shame. And you did an exhaustive search to see if someone has a plugin for it. But
yeah, we've been on customer support for over a week now trying to figure out with different platforms.
I don't have any
how to do it. And it's also because, like, let's say I sign up on November 1st and you sign up on the 15th. We both have a call together on November 20th or whatever.
Right.
So you can have access to the whole of November when you sign up, but not anymore. Like, it's, they only have a way, it's really confusing, but they only have a way to have it start the day that you sign up, so that on week 3 of November, you would get the same thing that I got on week 1 of November, but we both have a call together on November 30th. Like, it's confusing. Like, I want everybody to start the month together so that each week's emails are sequenced.
Oh, okay. So that's something you can, you can do.
We're just going to do it manually, but it's like stuff like that. It's just like,
well, manually, or you can just have it set up so that when somebody joins, right, if they join mid-month, that they get some, I don't know, some prep work to hold them till they get the actual content and they start it on December 1. So you can actually start everybody on December, on the first of the month, and then if they sign up on the 15th of the previous month, you have some pre-work that they could do.
Yeah, I see. That makes sense. So make like a few weeks of like stuff. So if they sign up on the second week of the month, I'll give them 3 weeks of stuff to get ready. If they sign up on the, that makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, membership stuff is, it can get really hairy and confusing. And,
yeah. Okay. But now we have a place we can go to make a store.
Yeah.
And you think it's not all that bad that it's going to be just having these things that show the stuff they don't get yet.
I don't know. What did anybody else think? I kind of think it creates that, oh, wow, this is such a cool program. I can't wait to get there. But just make sure you're educating them before they buy and when they come in that this is the way it's done. We're doing this for a reason. You know, I don't want you to jump from learning how to make a starter to making kefir. I want you to go through the steps so that you own it and you master it. So just make sure it's really clear, your reasoning, that they're really clear up front.
Yeah. Anything that avoids that overwhelm is, and just makes it so smooth.
And as we said yesterday, no matter what you do, they're going to feel overwhelmed because that's part of their health imbalance process.
Can I actually say that in the video?
Like something about avoiding
overwhelm, and just
like your
pathology, I think we are operating
overwhelmed, and that's why we're here. No, I wouldn't say that.
But no, but I feel like we're all operating in overwhelm to some degree. Like,
yeah, I would address overwhelm. Yeah,
definitely
have a job and have family and relationships. Yes. Are valuable.
And we created this so this can fit in, no matter how overwhelmed or how busy your life is. This can fit in, and we created it that way.
And these pieces will help your body to metabolize that sense of overwhelm. So, you know, it will help them with that.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Good job. Good. It's a big process and you, wow. That's amazing. Cool. Yeah. Thank you. Yay. All right. So who's next? Let's see. You're trying to figure out how to format your handouts for the program. I want them to be short, usable, and printable, but not sure what people really need. I have a longer, with handouts, right? Especially when it's related to food, you know, something that resembles a recipe card, right? And maybe it's a split. So the top and the bottom, so that they can print it out and they can bend it. You know what I mean?
So actually, I do have another question. So I have, like, we're going to print out a cover sheet for our binders, and, like, there's a whole binder thing with different sections. So recipe format, because I'm choosing that. Do they want a little card? Do they want a page they can print just on a regular sheet of paper they can put in a binder? What do they want?
I think kind of... Well, the card idea is great if you can pull that off, but it's, you know, it becomes a little logistical thing that now they have to print it on cardstock. And that's why I was thinking if you had a page that they could either choose to punch it or they could fold it in half, right? So it is like a card, and you give them the option
like half photo, half thing.
Yeah, and they can have it, and they can just, and you can say, hey, if you really want to do this as a card, print this on heavier stock, fold it in half, take your little glue stick, have your kiddos put a little glue on it, hold it together, and now you have a recipe card.
Well, or and some printers will do that. Some printers will do that. And I'm just going to share from my experience what I really like is the shopping list.
So oh, yeah, we'll do shopping list.
Yeah.
That is almost more precious to me than the recipe card.
Yeah. You know what I do with shopping lists? I burn them. I'm going to shop for what I want to shop. I'm going to get what I want to get. And I'm going to make that recipe with whatever ingredients I want to make it with. Damn it. Right? Don't tell me what to do.
Yeah, but you know what? Well, but I'm choosing to follow that. So for me, especially because I don't live in Austin, the shopping Texas,
you're doing, right? Yeah.
I need that. And that's why people are taking her course, because they're not you.
No, I'm going to take her course because I want to learn how to make all these
things. Yeah, but I mean, her ideal client is probably more like me a little bit, where.
Yeah, they want to be told what to do.
Well, they need that guidance, especially because they're already on autopilot with so many other pieces in life. Yeah. It's like, oh, good, yeah. I have a list. All I have to do is.
Yeah. So you will give them a shopping list, right?
Yeah, the week before.
The week before, they'll have a shopping list. Then they'll get the recipe, and the recipe will be. Yeah, so if you could either, I think if you do it that way, that's my. And you can even do the little dot, 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 dotted line so they know exactly where to fold it. Right. And then you have a little picture of a glue stick, and you have a picture that shows somebody folded and then putting the glue in and closing it. I mean, I think, you know, especially, you know, it's crafty. It's, I don't know. That's just my, and then you can go to show them a box. Like I have one of them here somewhere, you know, I don't have one here. I used to have this little box. It's, you know, it handles that the bigger size postcards, and they can just stick it in and they can keep it in their collection in their kitchen. In fact, I like this idea. I want to do that. So I have all these recipes on paper that I printed out. They're just like all over the place. But if I had them alphabetized and in a box, you know, with a pretty picture on one side, I would be one more recipe for me to not follow. So yeah, you're good. I think you're good. And I think this is going to be really popular. And I am going to go through it because I want to be able to share with people, hey, you got to go through this program. This is amazing.
Yeah, I like it when people change the recipes because then we can.
Then we have new ones. Yeah, come join me on Saturday.
What are you
doing? I don't have to do it alone. I'm doing the Vital Healing Kitchen on fermented food, and I want you to talk about pickled ginger and, you know, whatever else. And then it'll be a good way to seed your program.
Well, as long as we don't have to follow recipes, I'm there.
No, we don't have to follow any recipes. Somebody else is listening and writing down the recipes as we speak them. So now we have a whole bunch of new recipes.
Perfect. Then sold. Yep.
3:00. All right. I'll send you a link.
Okay. Bye.
Okay. Cool. Bye. All right. So Allison, did Mahala leave or is she still there? She just closed her video. She just closed her video. Okay. Who wants to go next, Mahala or Allison? Allison came on first, so I'll give her first dibs, but she doesn't want to go, then Mahala can come.
Okay. Right. So it's early days in the process of setting up this Shopify store. If I just share...
Iris, I forgot about sharing the screen. I could have shared the screen on that store.
Can you see that?
Yes.
Yeah. Can you see that?
Yeah.
So this is my store as it stands. And it really is early days because it's like starting from scratch. Last night was the second lesson in a 12-week course. Okay. And it's Usana associate who's created this. He's a diamond director anyway, but he's noticed how it's getting more and more difficult to get people into network marketing. And he spent a year working as an Uber driver talking to people, and that he realized that Uber and Airbnb are just using our invitation. They're using our business model of, you know, make £1,000, £2,000 a week extra from home, a month extra from home in a flexible way. So he, after working as an Uber driver and talking to people about the business and not really getting people in, he decided to get some drop shippers. He was talking to people who are doing drop shipping, which is what these stores do. And he got them living at his home for, I don't know, a year while he learned how to do it. So he's then teaching us all that he learned, all the little little tips, you know?
Yeah.
So this is a very basic scheme, which is fine. And it's, you know, so much better than my website anyway. At the moment, I'm not allowed to put the USANA name on until I'm a gold director, but they're changing that within the next couple of months. I think that's
where would you want to put it? Would it be better? I think it's better not to, because then people get biased towards, oh, it's just this one thing. Oh, this must be, you know, right? Whereas it's nutritional skincare, Dr. Ali's packages, you know, it's like this variety. And I think you're better off not doing the name, yeah. Just my opinion.
Sure. The whole point is it's our personal brand, and everything has gone towards personal branding rather than just using your whatever company's supplements you're using, for sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. All right, so it's not going to play ball because my internet is so wonderful. So I will move to here. So this is my back office. And so I found out how to get a yoga mat from China, which I can add as a free gift for people spending over a certain amount, things like that.
Oh, cool.
It's really cool. It's just you can see how many they've got in stock in China, and it's delivered direct from China.
Fantastic.
So it's quite interesting, new way of doing things. What the plan is to have free samples that I send from here, and then if they decide to buy a whole package, they can get it direct from USANA. So USANA's doing my drop shipping for me. So I'm not having to keep stock.
Okay, well, we talk about this though, free, and they're paying shipping, free plus shipping?
Yes, so the idea is that they pay shipping so that you're getting people putting their hand in their pocket.
Right.
And you are covering your costs.
Okay, and the purpose is then, what's the plan? You've given them something free.
Follow up with people. So they experience, you know, I see people every day in general practice, and I suggest they try probiotics. And, of course, most of them go and buy those sweet drinks from the supermarket, which we all know is interesting, to say the least, besides making their kids have a sweet tooth.
So what's your cost for each of the units that you have to, that you're going to give away? Is this free?
It's a pack of 14 that costs £24, so just over a pound each.
Okay, so wait, give away 24 pounds of work?
No, I'm going to give away, so there's a pack of 14, and I give away 3 sachets out of the 14 for their sample.
Okay, so they're about $1 each, you're saying. No, wait, you're about $2 each. Now, I'm just thinking in terms of you really sitting with the cost of doing this free thing.
Yeah.
Right? And then if they're shipping, you got to limit it to where you're going to ship it to, right? Are you going to ship it just to UK? Or if you're going to ship it out of country, your shipping fee is going to be much higher. And how do you justify that? And how do you know, does somebody really want to pay $10 to ship something when they're going to get $3 worth of product? So those are the questions I would ask. I'm not putting it down or anything. I'm just saying, you know, think all that through and then make sure if you have that process, a lot of people do the free plus shipping and they do great because they have an immediate upsell for the person, or they put them on auto ship for the rest of it. If you like it, you don't have to do anything. But if you don't like it, just let us know, you know, so having a back end auto ship, you know, if we don't hear from you by X date, you'll get your next month's worth and you don't have to do anything. It'll be real easy.
Yeah.
Right. And how much manual processing on the back end? This is the thing, because if you put this up and it's very successful and people are finding it and you do a good job with that, can you handle the load, and is it going to financially pay off? Like the workload.
Yeah.
So
if it got heavy, I would get a VA to do that part of it.
Yeah. I wonder too, if there's a way to do something that, you know, is a good seller and offer a free sample of something else with it.
Yeah, right. That's what I'm doing with, say, the yoga mat and the more expensive option. So the face mask costs £7, $7. So that I wouldn't sort of offer as free plus shipping necessarily, although that's what they're doing over there.
Okay.
So,
yeah. Okay. So just make sure that you've got you're going to be tracking all this stuff.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Cool.
And there's a special widget that helps you do the upsell, that automatically does an upsell, which I learned about last night, but I only learned about it between 1 and 3 this morning. So beautiful. I haven't had time to assimilate it and I've got some sleep to catch up.
Yes. No
so
kidding.
Yeah. So my two questions are, three questions. First of all, at the moment I've got my packages. You know, Dr. Ali's heart support package, Dr. Ali's adrenal support package, which is an uninspiring phrase to say the least, but at least I'm putting it imperfectly out there, which instead of waiting until I've got the name perfect, which could take me another 2 years.
Exactly. You know, energy, you know, you can use anything with adrenal as energy, balance, you know, something that people want. Heart, though, you know, heart health is a critical thing that people are, you know, you can't sweep. Coat heart health. It's heart health. It's just heart health.
Yeah.
It's healthy heart package. But adrenal is kind of like not a common word that people use. I mean, people in, you know, more sophisticated circles do. So coming up with something that's more like, you know, stress busting or energizing or something like that. Use those words.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think it's super. And this is then a package of specific supplements.
Yeah, so what it is, so that's really good. The healthy heart package is better than heart support package. I like that, healthy heart. Okay, so for example, it's going to include my recommended supplements for adrenal support, my favorite, the probiotics, an adrenal score sheet to help you work out how your adrenal glands are faring, some an A4, so a PDF of some lifestyle tweaks for supporting the adrenals. Membership of my Team Vitality, well, a Facebook group community. I haven't decided which one yet. And what you suggested before, and I haven't instigated yet, a monthly live Q&A call, which will probably be done as a Facebook Live through Zoom and maybe Live Leap. And just the people who are what are called preferred customers will be the ones who get the opportunity to ask questions. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So that's what I'm thinking. And then the upsell would be when I've created it, my sort of adrenal package or my 28-day detox, for example.
Yeah. So let me ask you this then. So this is a first-time package, right? So what happens when they buy this and then they're ready for month 2, month 3? Do you have the support package that doesn't have all the, you know, the stuff they don't need again, right?
What my plan is to get them signed up as a preferred customer so that they are getting their next month direct from USANA.
Got it.
And what I can do, so these supplements come in a little pack. So you can create what's called a My Health Pack, which is a personalized package that contains 6 or 8 different tablets. And you can make them personalized. So there's a standard pack for women over 40 that includes our phytoestrogen, for example. But we also have things like ginkgo that can be helpful with adrenals. And if I buy, what I've sent off for is a whole 28-day supply. And then as a free sample, I could send off 4 packs, so 4 little sachets. So that's normally it would be 2 days worth. And my suggestion would be to have 1 sachet for 2 days and then 1 sachet twice a day for the next day. So they get a feel for whether they're going to be able to tolerate or not.
Mm-hmm.
But that's going to be one of the free things before this and then upsold to this, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And the thing is, you see, when they buy this package, I have their details. I will sign them up, but I won't have their credit card details because they're just buying that direct through Shopify. So I will sign them up as a preferred customer and contact them at about 3 weeks and say, if you ring this number, you can set up your auto order.
Okay, so there's no way to get the two talking to each other, Shopify and USANA talking to each other? Because that seems like a lot of work. It just seems like a lot of $200 sale.
Yeah. it's about them. The thing is, it can be a bit clunky in terms of them organizing it for themselves, especially from the UK.
Hmm. So Usana is a US company?
Yes.
So you envision that your site will be world international scene,
yeah,
as opposed to in US, right?
There's so 25 countries that we're opening.
Okay. And they will ship
in. You have to set your pricing in one currency.
Yeah.
And to attract the UK people who, you know, the thing is that UK people, I'm the obvious person for them to speak to, because there aren't many of us over here.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So I've set it up in pounds, and then people can pay by PayPal, which will automatically convert it for them if they're paying in US or Canadian dollars.
So this adrenal support package, let me just reiterate it back to you. So this adrenal support package, you would envision them finding it, purchasing it, and then you make them a preferred customer to continue if they like it. And then you'd have a reach out. So you can start with a reach out by email and say, here's, you know, how you doing with this? Here's how it is. Or you could, I mean, if this is going to grow into something big, you could have a customer support person that calls out, you know, calls them and says, hey, we see that, you know, we want to check in, because people like that. They feel really nourished by that. And here's, it's really easy. All you have to do is to get it set up. Is there a way that if you have somebody call them to do that, that person could facilitate right there on the phone with them, the connection with Usana to get them signed up on the spot, right? Because when you leave somebody with the, I'll do it. I mean, I've had my test kit that I was just showing somebody recently. I've had my two test kits for an insulin test for 2 years because if I had to, you know what I'm saying? Like I have it on my list to do of something. Oh yeah, I really want to follow up with that person, but it doesn't happen. So to make that call really worthwhile would be the person reaches out and says, hey, how do you like it? Do you need any support? And if you want to continue with this, I can set you up to go on auto ship. And the advantage of auto ship is, right, is there an advantage? You save whatever, you get bonus points, you get a free whatever. So whatever the advantage to them to set up the auto ship, and we can do it right here if you'd like.
Yeah. Yeah. So an extra 10% off they get. So they get 10% off for being on a preferred customer, and then another 10% off for being on auto ship as well.
We can sign you up and you'll get 20% off. We're going to sign you up as a preferred customer on auto ship.
Yeah.
Okay. Can we help you do that? And if you hire somebody who's done phone sales before, right?
Yeah.
They are a dime a dozen, believe it or not. You know, especially at this end, there's not a lot to do like selling your packages, but for this kind of stuff, I think there's lots of them. They have lots of experience. What does Steph say?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah. I need help with other things.
So that's,
ignore my thing. Sorry.
Lynn, this is something you need to help her with. They've had that list forever. You've been on that list
and you,
forever.
Exactly.
You're the first people on that list. So.
Yeah. Ignore my thing. Sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt.
Sorry. Go ahead. I just saw it pop in. I thought you may have had something to say for Allie. That's why I looked at it.
I can, I feel like this is a lot of work. I'm sitting here feeling like, but I'm in a bit of overwhelm already, so I'm not sure if I'm just transferring that over to this situation, but I'm feeling like this is a lot of work.
It is, and I feel the same way, because I don't want anything to do with anything like this. This is out of my realm, but I see people who are setting them up in the healthcare realm, and they get their stores, and it takes forever, but then they're getting this constant, steady, once it gets going, it's a steady stream of income that doesn't take a lot to maintain.
Right. And right? I think about the people who have called me, people who I bought something from or whose program that I'm in that have actually called me personally, and that's awesome.
Yeah.
That feels so good.
Yeah, because they care, right? Especially you have to make sure that they're trained not to be a pushy salesperson on the phone, that they're really connecting. And
Yeah. Okay, so this is Mike's store. So he's got it as nutrition, food and detox, skincare, and logo merchandise. I don't know why he's got that. And this is how he's running things. He's offering a 3-day detox with 3 shakes. For free, but you just pay the shipping. Mm-hmm. Okay. And it's got a description there. And then you can go through, and so he's focusing just on the USANA supplements, but the USANA actual things. He's got another watch store that he's set up as well. So for example, this is the 3-day sample of probiotics. And then that's the upsell to the actual books of the actual package.
Okay. And how is he doing with this? Is it too soon to tell, or is he making money with this?
He's getting about 4 orders a day, day in, day out.
You know, the goal would be, can you sell $1,000 a day worth of product?
Yeah.
That could keep you like really happy as a side income that will really support you well, right? Because there's overhead with it, right? So it's not like it's actually $1,000, but if you could get in that mode or set that as a goal, what would it take? What would you have to sell? 2 adrenal things plus, you know, 3 thises or that. When it comes down to it, it's not that big. I know people are making a lot of money doing this, but it is a lot of work to set up. This is great that you're working with somebody who knows what they're doing and is helping you step by step to set it up. Yeah, because this like looks at me like, Yeah. So what do you need help with, Ali?
So that was one thing. And then going back to here, I was thinking rather than having it set up like this, whether I should have skincare, yes, but whether I should have menopause, adrenal, thyroid as separate buttons. And then
I would say the 6, I would add a 6th just to balance this out. I think if you get more than 6, it's going to get too confusing. Because I can look at this and I can take the whole thing in, but if it's another line, then it's more than my feeble brain can handle.
Yeah.
So I would pick one more that you think, and since your niche is menopause, you can put in menopause support if you want, or you could put in, you know, energy support, whatever you want to put in. But I would just pick one more. Anybody else have opinion about that?
What I was thinking was whether to, instead of having Dr. Ali's health packages, to have the buttons to pointing to the individual health packages. But then, as you say, there's more than 6 of them. So these are the different ones that I've got as my packages. I've got a bone health one, a heart support one. So this is very much along the lines of what you're talking about for earlier with having a candida pack and things like that.
Yeah. Yeah, I would just put one more that you think is going to jump out, or if there's something else, you know, from a product standpoint, you know, if you have books, right, if you wanted to have Dr. Ali's health packages, Dr. Ali's ebooks, or something like that, could be good.
I was thinking maybe that, yeah.
Fill in that blank spot.
I've talked about conversation before.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, this is good because then they can come and see all the different packages you have.
Yeah.
I would say the last one is hard to read, so you may want to change the font on that because it's a beautiful picture, but maybe make that a white.
It was really difficult because black showed up even less than the white for the women's health support.
Oh, yeah, that, but I'm saying the Dr. Ali's even. It's lost in the darkness of the background. And this one, too. So, yeah, I'm not a graphics person, so I don't know, you know, what to tell you to do instead, but I know that this one are hard to read and and it's small. So let me see if I make this bigger. Yeah. It's hard to read. Sometimes what you can do is you do a multiple font. I've done this in slide PowerPoints where they have a dark background. So you put an edge around it. So on this joint support program, what's a contrasting color that you could put around it? And that might help. So for example, if I had a red in the middle and a white on the outside, that showed up. That would be advice from a, you know, maybe your friend who's doing the class would even give advice on making these really visible.
No, I don't think he's switching onto that side.
Yeah.
Okay.
But that's a small piece, so, you know, you can figure that out.
Yeah, the main thing is to get things out there.
And it might be just shrinking, like on this one, on the adrenal one, you can shrink your picture and just put the title across the top, and maybe that's what you do. You do a banner, like you know, it obscures the picture at that point. So it'd be like a, I don't know what to call it, right? You know what I mean? Like it's a box around it with a perfectly contrasting background so that it stands out. That could be the way you do all of these, right? You just put at the bottom, each of them has their little, you know, the name of the package.
Yeah, I could make the branding smaller.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but if, it's hard for me to say, but it's like a box. You just create a box around it at the bottom, and it's the background is complementary to the rest of the picture. But it's then you can have an exact background, because the problem is it's a variable background. So like the beginning of some of this falls into the dark or the light or whatever.
Yeah.
Just look at that. It may make the program name stand out a little bit more. I don't know if it's that important, because right below it you say what it is.
Yeah.
So anyway, I don't want to spend too much time on that. I want to make sure my head gets a little time too. So is there anything else that you need?
No, that's great. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Congratulations on taking action on this. And I think it's amazing what you're doing. And, you know, you can always modify it. That's the cool part about a store like that. You can see what you really get stats on what people are clicking on, what people are buying. And then you can, you know, change the orders, or just there's so much you can play with once you get it set up. But
yeah
congratulations. It's great.
And it looks so beautiful. It looks
really nice. Yeah, it looks really nice.
Simple, navigable.
Yeah. And you're integrating everything, right? You're integrating your nutritional line with your services. And a lot of times people will come to a site and it's just product. And you've got the, how do you do, what do you do with this product? So I think it's really great.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Cool. So, Mahela.
I don't have anything. I just wanted to be on the call to encourage myself to keep on going, because I haven't done anything. So
what's holding you back?
I think I'm going through major depression and low dopamine. So I have this thing where I get very enthused about starting things, but then I cannot finish anything. And so then I just got my genetic testing done. And I think I had to have some help with my dopamine levels. So I just started a product about 3 days ago. So we'll see.
Okay, so you're feeling somewhat depressed and feels like overwhelmed, and you know, that's that start and can't finish type of thing.
Yeah, and then I get mad at myself, and then I'm like, why am I wasting time? And it's just a vicious cycle.
And your genetic test was it the 23andMe or was it a different genetic?
Yeah, I've done the 23andMe and So I have a lot of issues with methylation, a lot of mutations there. I'm a slow methylator, like the BH4 and all that. It's just but like my symptoms are so classic of low dopamine. So we'll see.
Okay.
But and then we just put the house on the market for sale, so I had to clean up.
That's overwhelming in and of itself. I mean,
I had to go look for other houses, and so.
And what's prompting the move?
The house is a bit too big, and I just think for right now, I just don't need such a big house for such a high price. So I just want to, I'd rather travel and live in a smaller house, so.
So that sounds good. So that in itself is overwhelming, right? And if you have this genetic predisposition to dopamine imbalance, and then you add to your already stressful life, moving.
Yeah.
Right. So what I'm hearing is that you're being hard on yourself and you're being critical of yourself as a result of this. But we're like, wow, if I had to move on top of whatever else is going on, I'd probably be pretty depressed too.
I seriously waste time, and when I'm doing it, I know I'm wasting it.
Yeah.
When I'm done wasting it, I'm like, why did I do that? And then I'm just like
So,
so when you do, when you're using that time, like you have a block of time that you're going to do something with, do you plan out what you're going to do in that time, or do you just say, "Oh, now I'm going to work on my business"?
I just have my lists on to do, and the list sits there, and I'm just doing something else.
How long is your list?
And it's very addictive what I'm doing.
What else are you doing? What distracts you? What else takes you away?
Yeah, I'm just, it's nothing big. It's just stupid. I'm just like, I'm watching videos or like movies and just like one after the other. So, I mean, it's super addictive behavior. And I'm just like, why am I doing this when I have all these other things to do? And
Can I interject there? You said, why am I doing this when I have all these other things to do? With an emphasis on all these other things.
Mm-hmm.
Could the issue be the all these other things to do and is in and of itself overwhelming?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm trying to teach the kids, and then when I'm finally getting down to do homeschooling with them, I'm so just like, I'm like, take the kids or I'll kill them, you know. So I'm just like, ugh. And then I'm upset I'm doing that. Like my son asked me the other day, like, why am I always angry? And I'm like, So.
Where do you feel that when he said that?
Yeah. And then I want to do this so badly, and then I'm not doing anything for it. I'm like, what am I doing? And then we need money. Then I need to go to work. And then I hate that. So I'm just like, oh.
Yeah. So it sounds like you're feeling a little overwhelmed by all the things and the have-tos. And then you rebel and then do the want-to. And that's going to be addictive.
And it's so stupid. I'm just like, oh.
If you were to look at where's the pressure coming from, is it coming from here or is it coming from here?
I feel it in my gut, and my cortisol went up, so I know I have a cortisol overload right now.
Yeah.
But
what does cortisol do to your brain? What is cortisol? Which part of your brain does the cortisol activate?
I don't know.
The lizard brain. So all you want to do is fight flight and you choose flight.
Yeah.
Right? You get distracted and freeze, fight, flight, or freeze. And you're on the freeze flight mode, right? And this is what you need in order to get that work done. And just going to throw in a little observation, right? When you have a long list of what to do, that adds to the freeze because it puts you in the, I'm going to run away. It's too much. Right? And so you can't do it. So I'm just going to throw in a suggestion. You take your list, your all those things that you're supposed to do, and you pick from that list three of the top things. It doesn't have to be the most important. Pick the three things on that list that feel the most exciting to you to get it done. Or you could just pick one, but no more than three. And you're going to take a piece of paper or an index card, and that's what you're going to write. And the list, right? It gets tossed. It gets thrown in the desk so you can come back to it the next day. But that's all you have is these one, two, or three things on that card. Because I want you to feel successful, and I want you to feel excited when you look at it, right? Mm-hmm. Laundry, ew, you know. Like, just take the most exciting ones, right? Think about my program. Write an outline for how I want to help people with. That's enough for one day, right?
Yeah.
So pick one, no more than three, on that card. And when you sit down, that's it. And when you're done, throw it in the trash. You're done. Cross it off the big list, and then pick one to three more. But because when you look at a list like that, it's like, where do I start? I could go there. I could do that. I don't want to do this one. That's going to take too long. Oh, that one might work. What's on Netflix?
Yeah.
Right? But if there's one thing, and it's really helped me to do that, and I go through my We have a thing called teamwork, and I go through it and I look at all the things I have listed there. But I go, what's the top priority? And I change the dates on every other one so I don't look like I'm behind. Those aren't due for another week. And I take the top ones that are due today. And I went in there today and I went, wow, this is really cool. You know, because last I was like, I only have a couple of things due today. Yeah, there's more to tomorrow and the next day and the next day. But if you set it up so that you only have that due, I mean, obviously there's going to be stuff that's the have to's, right? Yeah. Take your kids to school, right? Make dinner.
Pay the bills, which I hate. My husband would pay the bills. But
he doesn't want to pay the bills?
Well, you know, it's kind of like one of those things. I've been single for so long, so I've done all this for myself. And then when we got married, he moved from Germany. So I was like, am I going to sit here, teach him how to do this stuff, or I'm going to do it? So I'm just going to do it. So now I'm like, honey, it's been 9 years. I think you need to learn how to write a check.
Okay, so honey, I really need your support. I'm feeling overwhelmed and I really want to get out there and make this business so that we make money to support us. So I don't have to work at the pharmacy and maybe you can retire too as I get this business going, but I need your help right now. I'd like you to be doing the bills. It will take one thing off my back. That's so helpful for me. And what do you need to be able to take this off my plate? How can I support you in taking this off my plate? How can he turn that down? But honey, you learned to write a check, for God's sake. Like, screw it, right?
No, he said he'll do it. And he's been like, okay, you need to show me. And again, it's me I'm like, I don't want to deal with that right now. Like, yeah. So I'm not even letting him help me. I'm just like,
what do you think that's paralyzed about? You're not letting him help you. Where else in your life do you not let people help you?
I don't know.
I've been independent for all these years. I've been single for all these years. I've done everything myself for all these years.
Yeah. Yeah, like when I clean the house, I send everybody away. I'm like, get out of the house. I'm going to clean the house.
Okay.
And then here's the thing. Furniture.
You're not going to clean your house anymore. You're going to go out to Craigslist or someplace and find somebody to pay $100 to clean your house once a month. How much could you get done in the time it takes you to do the house that would earn you way more than $100?
Yeah, that's why I want to sell it, because it's huge.
It's huge. But in the meantime, hire somebody to clean it, for God's sake. Right? That's the first thing that should get off your plate. Is anything that you can hire somebody for $20 an hour or less to do, you get off your plate. And it's so freeing.
The only thing is that financially right now, I can't afford that. I can't afford anything.
Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Because how many hours does it take you to clean the house?
It took me 2 days.
2 days. Okay. How much money could you earn if you just went to the pharmacy and worked 2 days of pharmacist relief? Yeah. A lot more than $100, right? In 2 days. How much could you make if you were to sit down and map out a package and make a few phone calls to people you've worked with in the past and say, I have this new coaching package I really want to share with you because I think it's going to help you with your XYZ stuff. And I didn't have it at the time. Yeah. Right? And, you know, for me, I used to do all the bills and all the taxes and, you know, all this stuff. And when I decided one by one to get that stuff off my plate, I don't do it. You know, sure, I'll clean the toilet if, you know, something gets messy in there and or if something spills on the kitchen floor, I'll clean it. Unless my husband's around, in which case I ask him to do it. Okay. But it's freed me up to be me and to be creative. And you have so much to give. And so much to be rewarded for that those little things. So here's what I want you to do for homework.
Okay.
I want you to make a list of all the things you're doing that you resent doing or that take a lot of your time to do.
Mm-hmm.
You can even make a 3-column chart. I'm super good at it and I love it is the first column. I'm super good at it, but yeah, not really loving it. I hate it, and I might not be good at it. One or the other, three columns. Those are the ones you're getting rid of. Just get rid of them, right? The first column, you can keep it. Like the last thing I'm struggling getting rid of is writing Infusionsoft campaigns because I'm super good at it, and I really do like it. But what do I like more than that is where I'm getting to. What do I like more than that? I like this. Mm-hmm. I like connecting with people. I like traveling and getting on stages. So that'll be your last column to get rid of. But get rid of the bills. Get rid of cleaning the house, right? And you can hire somebody. I know people who say, if you can hire somebody for less than $100 an hour to do it, get rid of it. Get rid of it, right? I said 20 because, cleaning your house, right? Even bookkeepers, you probably get a bookkeeper for $25 an hour to pay your bills for you. So, but let's get rid of the stuff you can, and hiring somebody to clean your house, I think, would be a good start. Okay. And then because what it does, it creates this energy in you, this blocked energy, this overwhelm energy.
Mm-hmm.
You're going, I don't have time for anything. I'm just going to watch Netflix.
That's pretty much what I'm doing.
There you go. So how does this land for you?
I think it's good. Yeah, I need to look at.
Now, so here you go again. Notice your language. I need to look at this. I need to look at this. Right? What if you chose to look at it? How does that? So say those both out loud. I need to look at this. I want to look at this.
I want to look at it.
I want to look at this. Right? And it gets down to, and we don't have time to go through all that kind of stuff, but is there something else that this is a distraction to hold you from stepping into that you might be scared of?
I think to some extent, yeah, I'm public speaking is not my thing, and I've always been scared of it, so I know that I need to get myself there, and so I'm just like, oh yeah, I didn't have time to deal with that. So,
okay.
I'm back in college. I used to teach college level chemistry, and I was just like a teacher assistant, but the class was so huge. There were like 300 some students, and so I would have about 50 students in my class. And I would just have to stand in front of 50 people and answer chemistry questions. And I was like, and I remember thinking, when the semester is over, I shall never, ever in my entire life will ever do anything like this. Uh-huh. Then for pharmacy school, I had to take a public speaking class, and put it this way, I was so scared of it that I got into pharmacy school contingent that I will pass the class. So pharmacy started in August. In July, I was taking public speaking. I was like, okay, unless somebody puts a knife to my throat, I will not take the class. So now I'm thinking, yeah, I need to have a lecture, and I need to go to the library with it. I need to do on Facebook. And I'm thinking, oh my God, how am I going to do that?
So you're feeling overwhelmed by that. So there's two ways to approach it. One is to work on overcoming that fear. And the other is to think about approaches that you can take that will make that easier. So I'm thinking screenshot video. Hide behind the video, but your brilliance shines through. Nobody has to see you. You can just be, look at, but talk in your brilliance with your slides that you're looking at, that everybody else is seeing, and nobody knows you're scared. So that's an approach, right? Doing that on Facebook, doing that on webinars and that sort of thing. So I guess what I'm getting at is, let's pick the things that feel the least scary to start with so you can have a measure of success, right?
Yeah.
And, we could give you practice. You can create a little PowerPoint that you do for one of our calls, right? Our ACR type calls, some more in depth on a topic that you really know well, and you can do it with familiar people, and you can turn your video off while you're doing it and just get into the material and just do it and see how that goes.
Okay.
Okay.
That'll be good.
Mm-hmm. That'll be good. Okay. Think about a topic that you like really have down that you would love to share with the rest of us. It could be drug interaction stuff, you know, drug nutrient interactions, which I think a lot of people would like to know more about. Right? Because we're going to see a lot of people with those. And that'll give you some practice.
Okay. Yeah, that would be great.
So you're going to, your homework is to think about that and get back to me on it. And we'll get you in touch with Laura to set up a date. And then make that list of what are you doing right now that shouldn't ought to be doing, that you resent doing. And let's see how we can get those things off your plate. And then when you're ready to sit down and you have a block of time, the kids are taken care of, and you have a block of time, then what's the one thing out of that big long list that you want to accomplish? When you do that, maybe there's two. Maybe you put three there, but the goal is to get rid of one.
Okay.
And then you'll feel a sense of accomplishment. And then you can focus on that one thing. So when with focusing issues, which dopamine can be part of, right, you can't hyper-focus. You're focused on this, and then you're focused on this, and then you're focused on this. And when you see a long list, you don't know where to start. We see that when people join our programs. You know, they have module one, module two, module three, and they get in, and it's all kind of there, and they can see it, and they go, I'm overwhelmed. Where should I start? I'm like, module one would be a good place to start. Well, there's three videos on module one. Where do I start? Well, the first one would be a good place to start. When you finish it, then you go to the second one. But it's almost like, you know, there's this all this choice. And if you take away the choice, it's going to make it easier for you to do it. Okay. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Was this helpful?
Yes.
Okay. Anybody else have any suggestions? Because it's not a, you're not unique in having this sort of an issue. The have to's too. That language kept coming out. I have to. What about if I choose to?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
I clean my house every now and then, but it's when I choose to. Usually when I'm on one of Jane's liver cleanses, but I go into the bathroom, I go, I can't find anything. I'm just going to organize this drawer, you know? And then I choose to organize the drawer and I feel good about it. But if somebody says, you got to get organized, you got to get cleaned up, it's like, no. Right? So just find those places that touch your heart that you really, because you have so much to offer. You have so much to offer. Anybody else? Anybody else have anything they want to add to that? Lynn?
I just want to say I feel for you. It's I think we've all been through it to a great extent. That passion to do too much is what brings us to Rita Marie. I don't know why she attracts people in like that, do you? But I found there are lots of different tools that are helpful, and I'm sure you've heard of them, that EFT can be very helpful for releasing blocks quickly. And as well as the 7 Habits of Successful People, I've got the 7 Habits of Successful Families by Stephen Covey. But I haven't read it, but I had it with all good intentions of
it's having awesome. It. Reading.
Beginning with the end in mind and everything.
Yes.
And I don't want to give you more to overwhelm you.
Yeah.
But yes, I'm absorbing it by osmosis.
Yeah.
And having
really
a vision.
Enjoying audiobooks for that reason, because they're the time to sit down and read. But if there are things that you can use time, if you're watching Netflix, maybe there's some other things that you could be watching that could help, you know. One really, what was it called? Mindset, the Psychology of Success. The New Psychology of Success, I think it is. And it's a really, really, it's just really helpful, I thought. And I listened to it. I don't have time to read, but I listened to it while I cleaned the house. No, but for you, maybe while you're cleaning the house, or then you look forward to doing those tasks. Like I love running because I'm like, oh, where am I in my book? I want to listen to some more. Yeah. Lynn, did you have something you wanted to add?
The most important relationship you can have with is yourself.
Yes.
The relationship with yourself will affect the relationship with your husband, your children, and your clients, and anybody else. So one thing I noticed as you were talking is you were kind of looking everywhere else but here.
Mm.
And so I just offer that as something to consider. But whether you start the day with this, whether you find yourself being distracted, you know, with looking around at everything else but what's in front of you, just taking that moment and just closing your eyes, putting your hand on your heart and taking a deep breath. And don't do anything else until you feel your own heartbeat.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it takes 3 minutes, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, don't do anything else until you feel, hear your own heartbeat.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the one thing I would offer you.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. So yeah, we're around in one, if there's any last question or is there's anything else anybody wants to share for someone else, but just then what are you taking away? What's your commitment walking away from here? So Steph, you want to start?
Sure. I actually think I'm going to do that feel your own heartbeat thing. So I'm going to commit to doing that. I commit to doing that. I'm going to do that in the mornings. I think that's fantastic. Because honestly, I've just had 2 days where I felt like I didn't get anything done either. I just spent 2 hours answering emails and then I'm on a call and then it's lunch and then my kid has to do homeschool and stuff is just this totally out of control. My day is running me. So I'm going to do the heartbeat thing. But I do also commit to setting up that store and
yeah, that'll be great.
Finishing. I will have this, the way that it's coming out to people finished, like it'll be done by next time we talk for sure.
Right. And we can really dig into the marketing plan for it.
Yeah, exactly.
Good. Great.
I just want to say bravo to you, Steph, for that huge enlightenment piece, which I need to continually remember who's running that store, who's running that calendar. And what you just named, you named for everybody else here. So thank you.
Absolutely.
I'm really feeling it. Yeah.
Absolutely. How about Allie? Unmute.
I'm excited to see how the Dr. Supplement store comes out. And the time management thing, remembering the lemon sorbet exercise, I need to revisit what I need to outsource and just create some momentum so that I can outsource and have enough money coming in to pay that person within the same month. Because, you know, I never intended to be trying to do everything. It's not effective for me. I've had so many failures with VAs, but it just can't be just me responding to these inquiries.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. Good one. Mahila?
I was very encouraged by all of you, and I even learned, so I made an attempt to have a store on my website as well, but I loved what I saw today, and so I'm going to implement some things like that. But so, although I didn't have any questions, I did learn. So, that's why I wanted to be here today.
I'm glad you're here. Are you willing to commit to any of that other?
Oh, absolutely.
I'd love to hear you say it if you feel comfortable doing that.
Just I will make a list. I want to make that list, and I think it will be good even to just sort my thoughts and be like, do I really like it, or do I love it, or do I hate it, or maybe I don't care.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a great way to sort it, because if you do, then you're in touch with, that's the stuff I want to get rid of the most. Fortunately for me, the stuff I want to get rid of the most is the stuff that's the least expensive to outsource, right? I'll keep the stuff that's super expensive that I do still enjoy, even though I don't enjoy it as much as my other stuff. And then you just, it gives you a path, right? For doing that. Right.
Good.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing.
Thank you. All of you.
And, there was something that somebody, Allie said or Steph said, that I said, oh, for me. Oh, yes. So Lynn said, your relationship with yourself. So one of the things I've started to do is I put this little gray block on my calendar. It's called SCT. SCT. It's mysterious. People don't know what it is. Maybe they do now know what it is, but nobody tries to schedule over it. If they do, they're like, oh, that's going to overlap with your SCT by a half an hour. I said, oh, just move that down a little. Oh, okay, good. Right. And that's what's on my calendar for right after now. I'm going to go for a run. Right. I'm going to fit in running, meditation, you know, whatever I need for me, self-care time. And I've really prioritized that much better than I used to. I'm not perfect by any stretch. You know, I'm still doing 4-hour nights sometimes and 2-hour nights sometimes. But I think that when we prioritize that and then give you, so it sounds like for Mihaela, this just came to me, right? If you're sitting down with this to-do list and you do this distraction time, put some time in there. That's your just play time. That you can do whatever you want with, right? That you can watch videos. And then you're not watching videos with guilt. You're watching videos knowing it's part of your self-care time. Mm-hmm. And just block it off. And then you go, oh, I'll go back to my work. And you can do it right in the middle of a block. If you've got a 6-hour block, say the kids are gone and your husband's got them and you got a 6-hour block, you know, work for 2.5 hours, have an hour of whatever, work for two, whatever works to give yourself that reward thing. And then you go back.
Yeah. My problem is that I cannot stop. So that's the thing. So that's where I think like it's a dopamine thing. I'm just like, all right, cut it out. And I just can't, I'm like, okay, five more minutes. And it's like 2 minutes later. So I would be better off not start anything.
Not starting it. Mm-hmm. We'll start it at the end of the block that you have when you know there's a hard stop at the end. Mm-hmm. You know, have your block of time and then the very last half hour or whatever is that thing if you really feel like you need it. Like there's probably ways for you to sit down with it. We don't have time to explore all of them, but
yeah.
Play with it, but do it without the guilt. Okay.
I have a suggestion because this is what I have to do for myself. Sometimes what keeps me from moving on to other projects is it's just more work. So what I've started doing maybe the last 2 or 3 weeks, and it helps to lighten it a bit, is I'll have like a 5-minute dance break. Because I just gave myself permission to have fun. So mm-hmm. I might work, and it's like, I get to go have fun. Whether you want it as a dance break or just do something with your kids, like run around the house. This is time that we have to run around the house with mom and act silly, you know.
Yeah, yeah, they'll love that too. Thing
you can do, you know, just make sure, like, Dr. Amory does her block of self-care time. You have your fun and laughter time because that goes along with what she was talking about with that's why we binge on Netflix. And you can say, I'm going to do this and here's my hard stop and I'm going to do this. It's like, that's so much fun. It's like, okay, then what is, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Good for you. You mentioned something in Skype, and I totally support that if you want to mention that to Mihaela.
Okay. So we, as Dr. Eatery mentioned, we just came from this 5-day training with Laura Fine. We have another piece coming up where these people who are signed up for it have to do case studies. So they're looking for case studies. Would you be willing to be a person that they could work with? Sure. It's six times that you meet with them.
Yeah, you get 6 1-hour sessions with a person who's just going to help you to move through some of these blocks, energetic, emotional blocks.
Okay.
If you're open to it, that would be great.
So I'll get with you and share who they are so you can choose who you'd like to work with.
Yeah. Okay. And anybody else, you know, you're welcome to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you two have been through part of her training, so you know what it's about. Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, I would love that.
Good. I think it would be very helpful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Have a good one. We'll see you soon. Bye.
Bye.